Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's readings talk to us about prayer, about faith, about meditation. And our Lord, in today's parable, he explains the necessity to pray always without becoming weary, that we should never give up praying for our needs, and maybe especially for justice. And God has promised, will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. Now you might be saying to yourself, I've been praying a long time for certain important petitions, and especially justice, right? I mean, there are people out there who have been praying since 1973 for the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Well, our Lord says here, seems to me it's been kind of slow. Well, we know that ultimately justice will not be established until the second coming, right? So don't set your hopes too high for your life in this world, imagining that ultimate and final justice will somehow be established while we are still wayfarers in a fallen world, because it's just not going to happen. So our Lord's words need to be understood in light of that truth. Will he be slow to answer them? He said that justice is going to be done speedily. Our Lord means that, relatively speaking, the time remaining for our individual lives in this world and for the world in general is short, right? The devil's time is short. It's not going to last forever. And so notice the answer and establishment of justice is connected with our Lord's second coming. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? That's when justice is going to be established, when the Son of Man comes. And so then he asks the question, but will he find faith on earth? That is, will those who have faith, will their faith have grown cold? Will they have become slack in prayer? Will they have given up and thrown in the towel? I think the commentary is worth reading here. He says, Christ gives the reason why we should always pray and persevere in prayer, because from his seemingly long absence, faith will fail even in many who believe. Okay, there's one passage, Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. It has different translations. The NABRE says something very similar to that, that many will fall away from faith, okay? So that they will either lose all faith or believe very feebly, scarcely thinking that he will return at all. Secondly, Christ here gives the reason why many are not heard in prayer, and that is because their faith begins to fail, and they do not continue steadfast in prayer, nor await the coming of the Lord with patience as they ought. And so we need to be patient, persevering, and trust, right, that God's justice will be established on the earth partially, okay, during these times, but only fully at the second coming. So our task is just to continue to be faithful, to be persevering in praying, especially in these times when there seems to be a little light at the end of the Roe v. Wade tunnel, right, these days. In fact, November 18th at 8 p.m., there is a joint prayer between Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants, believing Christians, for an overturning of Roe v. Wade. So let's be united in prayer for this good intention, and hope and pray that our Lord will establish at least this part of justice on the earth by overturning that unjust law. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.